you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm chapter 5, verse 3. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. Oh, we can talk about expectation.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, April 25th, 2022. I guess we say post Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe weekend.
Yeah, that's how we think about it.
Yeah, we talked about it for weeks, actually for some years, and it all happened this past weekend, and I've gotten feedback from different friends and family members. Even the pre-airing, there were people like Joyce and Butch on staff and others that were delighting in last Thursday's.
I played
some snippets, and they were already saying, I can't wait to listen to it on the weekend, and others that have heard portions of it or the cast. I think so many people have been pleased, and it was a lot of effort and energy, but we saw God using it throughout the whole time that we gathered and met and discussed it and shared it. And I know all of last week, almost all the programs were dedicated towards some aspect of it. But
what an accomplishment.
Yeah, credit to so many different people that helped pull it together. And we'll probably do it again next year. We'll see. Or we'll re-air this.
You mean play it?
Yeah, play it again.
Okay, I was going to say, wait a minute.
Yeah, actually, Kate's already praying up other things to do.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
And we've encouraged people to stop by our website. Maybe they want to be a part of future skits or productions.
Yeah.
And so you can find out more about the Great News Radio Theater Troupe at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And there's an About tab, and you'll see like our conversational English classes, our singing men, and there's the theater troupe. You click on that, and there's a couple of different brochures that talk about the theater troupe, and then you can actually fill in an application to be involved, and it tells you some of the things we do and gives you the ability to share some of your background in drama or whatever.
Well, so. Theater troupe, you did a great job.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Those of you that stopped by and got some popcorn, we still have some popcorn packets.
You can still stop in.
Yeah, so come on by and say hi. Let us know your feedback, what you thought was meaningful about the broadcast. Were you entertained by all the sound effects or the delivery, the singing? Write us and let us know if we scratched you where you itched, as they say. Tell us if it was meaningful or if maybe you had a unique story where you listened with your child and they started asking about how did they bring him back to life? What does that all mean?
Yeah.
And maybe there's some parallels that you were able to share with the Christian faith or bringing up Easter and the resurrection and sacrificial life that was given on behalf of us and how Aslan portrayed Jesus. Or maybe there was something unique or novel or something that stirred in you a reaction and you want to talk about it. Let us know. You can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or WLUJ, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. That's 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. And who knows, maybe we'll have our Springfield Theater Troupe extension or something.
That'd
somehow
be cool.
We'll work that out, see how God raises up people. And in fact, we've even talked about the Singing Men of Springfield or something in the coming days. We've been praying that up.
That's
some point, if God raises up the right director and the people that feel like it could become a vibrant ministry there.
And that'd be Springfield and surrounding areas.
Yes, yes. And who knows, maybe. And who knows, for that matter, it could be Bloomington or Decatur or other parts. It's always something that God has to initiate or institute, because just because it's a good idea happening and working here doesn't mean it's meant to be replicated or done somewhere else, though
it might be.
Yeah, and so we
and
don't
want to. Hey, that person might be listening right now.
Yeah, you might be that future director or drama coach or involved in something even new that we haven't even prayed through or explored yet. So
okay, so yeah, that's right. And also, I just want to say something about stopping by the station even though we may not have so much popcorn left. We have a little bit left, but we have these fantastic kind of courtyard with benches, mm-hmm. and people could go out there and sit and drink. We can offer something like lemonade. We want you to stop by and say hi.
Yeah, we're going to work towards some fun things right outside our windows here. And we were talking about even some taping, maybe doing some live broadcasts or something where we'll record the man on the street, somebody who's just walking in.
The man on the street.
Man or woman.
That sounds like a novel or something.
Yeah,
like a detective story. We can buy more popcorn if that'll bring them in.
Oh, actually, I think we still have one 48-pack in the back there. And then about some. Yeah, and I know they had, when I was out in Springfield, they had at least 15 or so packets there. So stop by, say hi. Actually, the other day somebody stopped by, and I think I was in Springfield at the time, and you were gone, and so they left the significant check in our little mailbox here. But
nice.
I was thinking they probably came to get the popcorn.
Oh.
So we do have popcorn, and if you phone first, that always helps, because we'll make sure we'll attend whether you need program guides or popcorn or want to see a tour.
Or just want to visit.
Yeah, want to visit. 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And Karen will answer that, and she can usually tell you what's happening in Springfield or what's happening locally here, and we'd look forward to seeing you. So I opened up with Psalm 5, verse 3. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. Oh, isn't that a neat thing that
that's beautiful.
God hears our voice?
I know it.
In the morning, I lay my request for you. That's us interacting with God, petitioning Him, sharing our requests, our petitions, our thoughts, and wait in expectation. And I love that word, expectation.
Yeah. It's a good word.
What's that tell you about my personality?
A lot.
Like expectation. I get fired up over expectation.
Yes, you do.
And yet there's danger with misplaced expectation.
Well,
sometimes
true,
we place expectation on people and they don't even know it. And
yeah,
when they don't meet our expectations, we can kind of be frustrated. And they're like, well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like sometimes men are coached to say to their wives, I'm not a mind reader. Just let me know what your expectations are, and I'll do my best to meet them.
Okay, they need new coaching, because that's not the best wording. I'm not a mind reader.
Yeah, that's right.
It's maybe something I'm just going to put out there.
help me here.
Okay.
Help me out.
How about, I would love to hear what you're thinking, honey.
Oh,
I really want to know your thoughts on this. Not, I'm not a mind reader.
Yeah, that's right.
Just speak up. No.
Yeah. Okay, strike that from the record, everyone.
No. It's close.
No. So,
yeah.
And our expectation on Monday is to read from our book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And we still have copies available at our Springfield location, also here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And they're $10, and that's a discounted price. You can't get that anywhere else. And we offer that. We highly recommend this book. And we've been reading it for some months. And last week we looked at determine an amount of time to pray and institute a regular place for prayer. We talked about it. Today we're going to read two portions, the operating room and take the time. And we'll close out with some questions, how to make time to pray.
Mm, all right. Hmm. Okay, so page 28, towards the bottom, called the operating room.
And this is chapter 2.
Yes, it is. So this is Dave Early speaking. During my first semester at college, my prayer place was an operating room.
Hmm.
That was one of my best prayer places of all. And let me explain.
Yeah, please explain, Dave. Please explain.
Really? Yeah. My college was so young, it did not even have dorms. I found myself living with a few dozen other young men crammed into a forsaken hospital in the ghetto of a small city 400 miles from home.
Hmm.
Four of us shared a room, and eight of us a bathroom. Well, thankfully, that wasn't women. So there were no closets and little privacy. However, the best thing I remember about that hospital and makeshift dorm was the operating room.
Hmm.
The bad news was I had classes at 7 a.m. daily. The good news was I was done with classes and back at the hospital by noon. Someone had wisely designated the upstairs operating room as the dorm prayer room, so no one lived in it. The only furniture was a cold gray metal desk and a stiff metal chair.
That'll keep you awake and not falling asleep while you pray.
He says, which was fine by me. It also had a large window overlooking the street below, aptly named Grace Street.
Hmm.
That's grace. I decided I needed to have an hour alone with God, so I locked myself in the prayer room at noon, every day, Monday through Friday.
And I should mention, last week when we were reading the portions, when that hour in prayer might have been modeled after the time that Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane,
yeah,
or at least seemingly you said, could you not stay awake for one hour?
Yeah.
And we all were thinking, wow, maybe that's a pattern that we should think about or ponder, and maybe that's why many people talk about praying for an hour.
That's good. For the first half hour, I let God speak to me through His Word. I usually read a psalm and wrote in a small notebook what I thought God was saying to me through that psalm. The second half hour, I spoke with God. I used a plan called the ACTS, Plan of Prayer. That's A-C-T-S. Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication.
Have you ever done that? I remember doing that for many years. I think InterVarsity used
about
to
that.
Emphasize
that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good starter.
Yeah, it is. We'll discuss this in detail in a later chapter, he says. I wasn't saying that to you. Okay, and I recorded my requests in a notebook. After the first few days of getting used to having a daily sit-down appointment with God, I found myself longing for that time in the operating room each day. I would scramble back from class and dash up the stairs to the prayer room in order to not be late for my 12 o'clock appointment with God. Every day, God was faithful to meet me at exactly noon and operate on my heart. Each day, the chief surgeon of Grace Street would cut a bit deeper with His Word. Each day, He would speak healing and hope to my heart in prayer.
You being the literary giant that you are, what do they call this when you use, like, the chief surgeon general? That's not onomatopoeia.
It's just a title.
Embellishing the words. And
I love this phrase. It's good for all of us. The chief surgeon of Grace Street. I love that.
And would cut a bit deeper with his word.
I know. Each day, then He would speak healing and hope. Oh, I wish I had the words to convey how sweet, how amazing, how real it was to meet with God an hour each day. I would love to begin to explain how much it changed and enriched my life. If only I could list all the answers to prayer I'm seeing today that were requests made back in that operating room. That's important. So many years later, He sees all these answers. But I can't. I don't have the skill or the time or the space to list all that. But I think you might have an inkling of how amazing it was for me to sit across the desk from my Creator, my Redeemer, my Father, and my best friend every day.
And all those were capital C,
yes,
capital R, capital F, and capital B, F for best friend every day.
Jews view Jerusalem as holy ground. Muslims think of Mecca as sacred. Cubs fans view Wrigley Field as hallowed ground. But to me, nothing compares with that operating room. I met God there. What more can I say? We moved to real dorms after several months, and I found another place for prayer. But nothing will ever take the place of that operating room. In fact, a few years later, I had the opportunity to go back to that hospital for a few minutes. Anxiously, I climbed the stairs to the operating room. Cautiously, I opened the door. Breathlessly, I peered inside and gasped. I was not prepared for what happened next. The table and chair sat there in the center of the room, just as we'd left them. But they were not all that was still there. 100 memories of 100 hours spent seeking God's face were there. A tidal wave of emotions swept over me, and tears filled my eyes. This was where I'd gone, to new depths and greater heights in loving God. This was where I had been schooled in the prayer life. Another important question we can ask a person who aspires to authentic spiritual leadership is, where do you pray? Where is your solitary meeting place or places with God? That's really a beautiful section. Okay, and then he says, take the time. I don't know how much you pray now, but I want to encourage you to pray more. If my words are not enough, Let these statements from two spiritual masters provoke you to be intentional about taking time for prayer.
That word, pray more. There's the Pray More Sisters.
What's that?
Donna Barnes. Donna,
oh, that's
and,
right. That's right.
Audrey. Audrey Ricketts.
Yeah.
Donna Barnes and Audrey Ricketts.
I knew
called
I'd heard that phrase.
The
yes.
The Pray More Sisters.
They like walk and pray or something, yeah. Don't they? Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you, God, for I could remember those names.
Yeah,
I haven't talked to either one of them in
a while.
Some time. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. There can be no... Okay, this is a quote from Andrew Murray. There can be no communion with a holy God, no fellowship between heaven and earth, no power for the salvation of souls unless much time is set apart for it. Makes me think. And this is from E.M. Bounds. Much time spent in prayer is the secret of all successful praying. Prayer that is felt as a mighty force is the immediate product of much time spent in prayer. Our short prayers owe their point and efficiency to the long ones that have preceded them. I really like that, you know, because we say you can just give up this really short prayer to God, like, help me, or this and that, help me to get through this. And that's so true. But if those short prayers are based on longer times of prayer, it just, something about what this man is saying, E.M. Bounds, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I think that tendency to try to short circuit things by doing them really quick.
Exactly.
If you haven't established that base or that groundswell of lengthy times or oftentimes in prayer.
I mean, think about it. Like, you know, if you have a friend or a spouse or somebody, and if all you ever did was like, okay, there you are. Okay, hi, bye. You know, but if you have had long conversations and time together and close relationships, then you can do those short, quick things, and it's great.
That reminds me of some of the phone conversations. I think I've had it with you. Holly knows about this. Jim Gunther, Karen.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. Hi, Holly. Hi, Karen. They know because we've had long conversations and an ongoing close relationship. We put in place that mechanism where if I say I got to go,
exactly,
I can hang up immediately and their feelings won't get hurt. They know they can do that to me. All they have to say, like Karen says, got to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, goodbye.
Yeah.
And it's not.
But can you imagine doing that if you didn't have the relationship built?
Right.
Got to go, God. Got to go.
Yeah.
But you can do that when you have the depth of the relationship in place.
Right.
I like that.
Now,
okay.
This goes on to say how to make time to pray. And it has five questions that we need to answer, and it looks like we have a few minutes we can answer
these. Oh, dear. Okay, number one, remind yourself of the value and power of prayer.
I think we all would probably. I would think even somebody who's just beginning their faith journey and trying to wrestle with how much time do I pray or how do I pray or where do I pray, is that important? Yes, it's very important, and actually, we're ending chapter 2 with this reading.
It takes us a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've been doing this for months, but we've covered many sections on the importance of prayer, the value of prayer, why pray, that it does work. And so I think hopefully if you've been with us for any period of time, you see that there is great value and power of prayer.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, determine a time or times when you'll pray each day.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, decide on the amount of time you plan to spend praying each day.
Yeah, that's probably important to at least have a target or a goal, because if you just hit miss or, I only have a minute today, still pray for that minute. But if you don't set yourself up to, I'm going to spend 5 or 10 or 20 minutes or a half hour or an hour, then you'll never achieve it.
That's true. Number 4, choose a place or places to have your prayer times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that one because that place does become really special, at least to me, to a person. It doesn't mean you don't pray tons of other times, like in the car. You know, that's fine, too. But
yeah, we talked about that a little last week.
Yeah, we
did. When you have that designated place, then you're already, as you're walking towards it, setting your mind, this is what I'm going to do here. This is why I'm here. And it'll help maybe minimize some of those other distractions where if you're sitting at your desk and, you look over, you're in the kitchen and you start seeing what's on the countertop. Oh, I'm getting kind of hungry. And, you know, there you can maybe minimize
the distractions. I can do that anywhere.
Yeah, that's
it's okay.
Yeah.
When you said that, I'm like, I can do that
yeah,
all off
right.
by myself in the corner. I'm getting kind of hungry. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 5, do it.
Just do it.
Just
yeah.
do it.
Make time to pray. This is readings from our book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And there's so many great aspects of this book. I highly recommend it. And as mentioned, they're available for $10 at our two studio locations. And call first, but we'd love to put this in your hands. We highly recommend it, and I think it'll change your life because you'll allow God to be viewed in different ways, and as you practice prayer, it's going to build that relationship. So $10 at our stations, and call us, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777.
Mark, this is the last week of April. Yeah.
Can it be?
Yeah, it can. We're almost to May.
Wow.
Isn't that something? I know it. So stop by and see us. It's going to be nice weather out.
Right. I'm going to close out with a song on prayer.
Oh, okay,
may it
great.
Be a challenge for you to consider or contemplate and think about your relationship with God. May it be an encouragement to you. And
nice.
May it begin maybe a new ongoing practice of prayer. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.